The Party of Civic Rights, established in 2010 around the former Social Democrat Prime Minister Milos Zeman, is slowly gaining strength. According to opinion surveys, it would now cross the 5% barrier needed to win seats in Parliament, and it is doing its best to win over as many rival politicians and as much voter support from the Social Democrats as it can, ahead of the autumn regional and Senate elections. How serious a threat is this for the main opposition party, and are we seeing a change of landscape on the political left? Political analyst Yiti Pehe explains.
What's happening is that after a long time, some of the older people in the Social Democratic Party who were associated with Milos Zeman, the former leader of the Social Democratic Party, especially during the times of the opposition agreement in the 90s, are leaving the Social Democratic Party, and I personally see this as a welcome development, since the Social Democratic Party has had, maybe more unjustly for a long time, this image of a post-communist party, and since most of these people who see Zeman as their leader are former communists, I think that their departure or departures from the Social Democratic Party may actually help the party in the future.
Surely, though, the timing is not ideal ahead of the autumn elections for the party. Will it not seriously damage its chances?
Well, I think that the Social Democratic Party is, of course, at risk of losing some of its voters temporarily. But we should keep in mind that the party of Milos Zeman appropriately actually called Zemanovci, using his name, is a one-man project. That is, it heavily depends on Milos Zeman. And of course, Mr. Zeman may be around for 10 years, but he may also be around only for a short period of time. And I think this party will disappear as quickly as it appeared, because it depends, just like some other Czech parties, on one person. So, yes, in the immediate future, I'm sure that these departures from the Social Democratic Party, the strengthening of Mr. Zeman's party, may actually damage the Social Democratic Party. But overall, I see this as a positive development, simply because the changes within the ranks of the Social Democratic Party, departures of people who actually, in my opinion, are not true social democrats and they belong to the old populist left, that process has been long overdue.
On the other hand, the Social Democratic Party has long been handicapped by the fact that it does not seem to have a partner on the left. The communists are not a partner. Now, this party obviously doesn't appear to be potentially a partner for it as well. How do you see that developing?
Well, actually, this is one point where I do not totally agree with my colleagues. I don't see a reason why the Social Democratic Party and Mr. Zeman's party could not cooperate after the elections in coalitions. Certainly, it would be much more natural for these two groupings to work together than for the Social Democrats and the Communists to work together. So maybe this would make things more organized in some ways, because we would have on the left two democratic left parties, the traditional Social Democratic Party, which would be sort of cleansed of people who are really not true social democrats or modern social democrats, and then we would have this populist left party, which is still an acceptable coalition partner for the Social Democrats, because it is not a communist party.
My thanks to political analyst Yiti Pehe.